Okay, today we continue in the eighth parak of Maseches Peah, and Bezras Hashem, we will complete Maseches Peah today with Parak Ches Mishnayos, Ches and Tes. So the previous Mishnah was talking about someone who's too wealthy to be able to take from the Tamchoy or from the Kupa. He has enough Seudos, he has enough food that he doesn't he's not needy enough to be able to take from the Tamchoy or the Kupa. So our Mishnah is going to talk about who's allowed to take Manas Anim and Tzedakah as far as how much they have in their bank account. You know, previously we were talking about how much food a person has, so when can he take from the food kitchens, from those mechanisms that we have in our communities to distribute food. Now we're going to talk about how much money a person has to have in order to say that he cannot take money for tzedakah. So says the Mishnah, Mishi yesh lo masayim zuz, if a person has 200 zuz, which is 200 dinar, lo yito leket shichol peyo maiserani, he's not allowed to receive leket shichol peyo maiserani or any tzedakah for that matter, because so we assume 200 dinar, the Rash Mishans points out in his commentary to the Mishnayos, we assume that 200 dinar is enough money to live on for a year, to have mizonos and malbush for a whole year. What if a person had 199 dinar, which the remez is the gematria of tzedakah, right? Tzedakah is 199. So if he has 199 dinar, he can have 1,000 people give him a dinar all at the same time, even though when the first guy gives him, he's already going to have 200 dinar. But since at the starting point he had 199 dinar, they can all give him tzedakah. So he's allowed to take that. And certainly, if one person wants to give him 1,000 dinar, he's also allowed to take that. If a person, however, has 200 zuz, but they're not really free to be used for him because he owes money to somebody, and there's a mashka, this is designated to pay back the loan. If he's unable to pay back otherwise, this money that he has in the bank is going to go to pay that back. Oluk subasishto, or he has it meshubad to pay his wife's ksuba, that if he gets divorced or if he was going to die and his wife needs to collect the ksuba, she's going to collect from this money hareze yitol. So then he's allowed to take manas aniyim and tzedakah, because since it's designated for that purpose, he's considered an ani. It's not considered that this money is really his. Ein mechayven also limkor es beiso ves klei tashmisho, but there are limits in terms of. We don't look at his. We only look at his liquid assets. We don't look at whatever he has in terms of his house and his pots and pans and his bed and his couch and everything like that. We do not require him to sell these things in order to be able to have his 200 zuz, so that he won't have to take tzedakah. He can take tzedakah without selling these things. The Rambam adds in the ninth parak of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim that if he wants to take from the kupa shel tzedakah or let if he has really nice kelim, he should sell them. Meaning, he shouldn't be wearing a Rolex and collecting tzedakah. Meaning, there is something entirely inappropriate about that. He shouldn't be wearing, expensive clothing, expensive suits or whatever, driving a fancy car and be collecting tzedakah. Even though typically we don't make a person sell things, but if he has something that's extremely fancy, then we would make him sell that rather than collect tzedakah. So that brings us to the ninth Mishnah and the final ninth Mishnah. The parak, the final Mishnah of Maseches Peah, says the Mishnah: Mi sheyesh lechamishim zuz v'hu nosei v'nosin behem. What if a person only has 50 zuz, but he has them invested in a way that they're going to make money? So areza lo yitol. So that he's not allowed to take tzedakah. We assume that 200 zuz not invested is as valuable as 50, or 50 zuz invested is as valuable as 200 zuz that are stagnant. V'kol mi sheino tzarich litol v'notel. What if a person is not deserving of taking tzedakah? He's not needy enough to take tzedakah, but he takes it anyway, so he's stealing from other aniyim who really need it. Eino nifter min ha'olam ha'sheit starich lebrios. By the time he dies, there's a curse that he's going to be poor and he's going to require tzedakah from other people. V'kol misha tzarich litol ve'eino notel. What about the reverse? What about a person who really by rights should be taking tzedakah, but he doesn't? He's uncomfortable taking tzedakah. He figures he'll eat a little less, he'll be a little less comfortable. So by the time he dies from old age, he'll be supporting other people because he had such high integrity. It's about him that the pasuk says, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem VaYashem Miftacho. It's not just integrity, it's the level of bitachon that the pasuk continues V'Hayokeit Shasal Almayim V'Aluva Yishlach Shrashav, that he's going to be mefarnis to other people like a tree that gives off its fruits to other people, that gives off its fruits to people. So he's going to be like the Eitz Shasal Almayim. He's going to be that tree that grows and is able to provide for other people. So the Mishnah continues with other issues of people who do the right thing and are therefore, or the wrong thing, and are therefore either going to be rewarded or punished. Mita kenegan mito. V'chein dayan shadon din emes lamito. If you have a dayan that judges a case truthfully, right? The Gemara discusses what does it mean din emes lamito. If it's emes, then obviously it's lamito. What does it mean emes lamito? So emes lamito means that sometimes you have a din emes because based on the tainos that are presented to you, there is a clear din, it could go one way, and you could say, based on all the information that's been presented to me, this is the emes. But you know, really, that you should be digging for more information. That maybe the Balei Din didn't know exactly what to say, that you could be asking follow-up questions, or maybe there's someone that's not being totally honest, and you can catch him in a lie. And therefore, even though it's a din emes, because it's emes in the sense that based on what the information you've been given, you're paskening correctly, but it's not la'amit. Because it's not the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth is when you're able to really get to the bottom of things. So if a dayan is done din emes lamito, and particularly when dealing with people who are otherwise intimidating or scary people, that's what the Gemara says, lo segur mipnei ish, is an ashara for dayanim, that you shouldn't be afraid of people who are important people or who are intimidating people. So if a dayan really has bitachon b'Hashem, he's not going to be afraid. He's not going to be afraid of people that are that would otherwise be considered to be powerful and could harm him. He's going to trust Hashem, so he's going to be dan din emes regardless of who the litigants are. So v'kol mi shein lo chiger v'lo suma v'lo piseach v'osa atzmo ka'achan mehem. And so again, so dayan's dan din emes lamito. That's also we say about such a person. Baruch hagever yiftach b'Hashem v'Hashem yiftacho. Now, period. New statement. V'kol mi she'eno lo chiger v'lo suma v'lo piseach v'osa. If a person is not disabled, but he makes himself as if he's disabled, a chiger is someone who doesn't have a leg, and a suma is a blind person, a pisach is someone who doesn't have any legs, and he acts as if he's unable to walk. He sits in a wheelchair when really he's able to walk perfectly fine. He pretends to be blind when he has perfect 20/20 vision. Eino meis min hazikna ad she'yakachad mehem. By the time he leaves this world, he's going to suffer that mum that he pretended to have. Shenemar tzedek tzedek tirdof, and the pasuk continues leman tichya. So you should always look for righteousness leman tichya. So v'kol dayan shlokech shochad umates hadin, and any dayan that takes a bribe and therefore adjusts the his psak din based on the bribe, meaning he makes himself as if he's not able to see the truth, and he's mechayiv the person who should be zakai. Or even if he's mezaka the zakai, but he does it because of a shochad, because of a bribe. Eino meis min hazikna ad she'ein of kehos. By the time he dies, he's going to lose his eyesight. Shenemar v'shochad lo sikach ki ha'shochad ya'aver pikhim. That one should not take shochad because shochad blinds those who are of sight. The Gra has a little bit of a different text in Shnos Eliyahu of our Mishnah, where he just puts things in different order. Where at the end of the Mishnah he has that someone who's also atzmo kachal me amenu mes min hazikna ad shi kachal me mshemar v'dorish ra'a tivoenu v'nemar tzedek tzedek tirdof. Meaning the Gra alters the order of the Mishnah and says that the proper order of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah should conclude with the words tzedek tzedek tirdof, and that's because you always try to be mesayim b'davar tov. The way we have it is ki ashochad yaver pikhim are the last words in the mesechta, and that's not a very cheerful way to end the mesechta. We'd much rather end the mesechta with tzedek tzedek tirdof. That's why you have in shas a lot of times in gemaras, like the gemara will just out of nowhere at the very end of the mesechta will say ratzak kodesh baruch hu lezachos yisrael l'fichachim tarah mitzvos, or in kli machzuk bracha l'shalom, or whatever it is that we end end with is always something that we try to end with on a more cheerful note, even if the topics we were discussing up until that point are not as cheerful. This idea that that a bribe is going to cloud a person's judgment, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a famous maimer on Emunah and Bitachon, two different maimarim, one on Emunah, one on Bitachon, and Kavitz Maimarim, where one of the things that he says is that in a certain sense, the very idea that a person could do an Avera when you know that there is a God in the world is only because of the power of a bribe. That just like a person who's a brilliant judge and maybe is a person of great integrity, but if he takes a $5 bribe, he's absolutely puzzled to judge on that case, even if he's trying to judge the Din Emes, because we assume that a bribe clouds a person's judgment so much. So too, when it comes to making life decisions, we have this bribe of, you know, if you don't believe in God and His Torah, so then you could do whatever you want in life, and you could eat whatever you want, and you could go wherever you want, and you could look at whatever you want. So that's a great bribe that we're bribed with, and that can cloud the judgment of even the most brilliant people. And that's how Rav Elchanan explains, where you could have brilliant philosophers like Aristotle, who the Rambam thought his level of brilliance was a level below Ruach HaKodesh, and nevertheless they can make such fatal mistakes in terms of their belief system, because there is this tremendous shochad that's ya'aver pikhim, that blinds those who are otherwise able to see. So to quickly summarize what the two Mishnayos we did today, Mishnah Ches tells us that if a person has 200 zuz, he's not eligible to take lechet shechapei ma'aserani, but if he has 199, then he could take as much tzedakah as you offer him, and we don't require people to sell their house or their kelim in order to be able to have the 200 zuz. Mishnah Tes tells us that if a person has 50 zuz, but they're invested, then that's as good as having 200 zuz, and tells us about people who are unethical in the way that they take tzedakah, that if a person doesn't really need to take it takes, then ultimately he's going to be a person in need. If a person pretends to be disabled and to take based on that, so he's going to end up becoming a disabled person, and if a person takes a bribe, also he's going to suffer greatly, he's going to become blinded if a person judges based on taking a bribe. And on the positive side as well, if a person doesn't need to take, a person does need to take, but doesn't take from other people, so ultimately he's going to be one who's going to support other people, and tzedek tirdo, if a person should always seek justice and righteousness. So Salik Maseches Peah, now we have now completed our second out of 61 Masechtas of Shas, so we are, our limud can no longer said to be batel b'shishim. We are now well on our way. We have learned a chaticha rui l'skabed, a significant portion of Shas, and there's no stopping now. So now we move on, Bez Hashem, tomorrow to Maseches Tamai.